Yo, 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 welcome to the Lawn Care Power Moves live show number 97. Let's go. I am geeked up. In case you haven't noticed, your boy's geeked up. My birthday is today, and I am excited. I am 41 years old today. My boy Cedric turned 40. It is a birthday special today. Welcome to the party, DMAC Lawns. My lawn care cousin, Sincere Jacobs, Mike Larry 267, More Lawn Care, Beaters Mowers Life, Lawn Man 613 2021, Lawn Vibes, what's going on? How's everyone doing tonight? 2B's Landscaping. Hey, it's going to be a good show. It's a free-flowing Wednesday. It's a birthday special. We had a lot of stuff to do today. We're going to get into who knows what the hell we're going to get into on this birthday special, but you know, I got to get quiet for a second so I could get my boy Cedric Steel Cuts the best, because his birthday was just on Monday and now my birthday's today. We got some other birthday shout outs that we're going to get to too, but let's get Cedric in here first. Let's go.
You are now listening to the Lawn Care Power Moves podcast with Matt and Steel.
Of a winter so glowing through the winter, spring, summer, fall, got it out, yeah, something to fall. I go hard in the pain, I used to watch it dry, sitting through some dribble times, fighting battles in my mind, pain on my...
The Chase Grant, what's going on? That young man is doing some big things. Lone Wolf Landscaping, how are you? Lawn Vibes, what is going on, man? Thank you for the birthday wishes. So, this, I know, Cedric even came on, he got a red light in the background, he got on the Mac Landscaping shirt. My boy is in the building celebrating the birthdays today. What's going on?
Happy birthday to my bro, man. What's going on, man? You had to get the red lights going on. You know what I'm saying? I had to throw on that fire Mac shirt. You know what I mean? I
appreciate that, man. Those are limited edition. Not many people have those red Mac Landscaping shirts. So, you know, I got to make those available. A lot of people have reached out looking for them, and I have dropped the ball on making those available. But
I've been thinking about creating a I don't know if it'd be like a Shopify store or something else like that, man, because I do want to not only just have merch available for other people to buy if they ever so wanted to do the honors and contribute to it, but man, I kind of want to get some stuff out there for my own stuff that I want to rock, you know what I mean? Like, I want to have a, like, I don't need to have specialty made hoodies by somebody. Like, if they can be just regular Shopify or whatever storefront hoodies it may be, just so they're quick and easy, man. That's what I will have for me and my crew. So I gotta look into that, man. Definitely make it easier, and like I said, people want to pick some up, they can,
no doubt. Hey man, hey, welcome to the show, Tactical Strongman, the Yard Nerd, DK Lawn Service. What's going on? Today is my birthday. Cedric's birthday was on Monday. Before we go any further, I want to make a couple more birthday shout outs because I found out today that my boy Ben Nyman from down there in Alabama,
Roll Tide,
he actually shares a birthday with me. So his birthday is today too. So I don't know if we can get him on later, but maybe we could get him on. Also, my guy, Josh Brass, I believe it's A Bug's Life, I think is who that is on here. His birthday was on May 4th. So may the 4th be with you. Happy birthday to him. And then last but certainly not least, my niece, little Kobe, her birthday is on May 10th in a couple days. So what's today? On Friday, I guess it would be. So she will be turning 5. She's one month older than my little 4-year-old Selena. So shout out to my little niece, Kobe, whose birthday will be coming up this Friday. And obviously, shout out to you, Cedric.
Appreciate it, man. I got to give a shout out. Shout out to not only all my friends that are actually my birthday twins. I got like 4 people that are friends of mine that are my birthday twins. So shout out to them, man. See Moyo, Michelle. Who else is out there? See, I'm blanking on names. Anyway, but shout out to them. And then, man, shout out to one of the greatest baseball players of all time, man. To say, hey, kid, Willie Mays' birthday is on May 6th, man. So shout out to him. He is what, 93 years old right now? So yeah, man. Congratulations to him on making it for another year. 93, bro.
Wow. Well, shout out to Willie Mays, man. Apparently he had the greatest catch of all time. I guess.
Definitely one of them, Brian. Yeah. Say hey, kid, man. So shout out to him, man.
I didn't know.
Yo, man, I'm so glad and blessed to be able to be here, man. 40th year. things do feel a little bit different. I was making a joke saying, you know, I had to play the clip from the one football coach where he's screaming at the reporters about writing stories about his athletes. And he said, you know, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. Yeah, so I had to put that out there, man. And yo, man, I'm really happy to be 40, bro. I'm really happy. I'm gonna make the best of it. Make jokes about being 40 and all that, man. So I'm excited.
We old, bro. I got so many gray hairs now. Me and my wife was just talking about the other day. I remember when I seen my first two gray hairs. They were on the right side of my head. There was just two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Two right here. She would pluck them things out with tweezers. And then next thing I know, there was like five, then there was seven. Then one popped up in my beard and I was like, oh, let me get that boy out of there. Now it became just overwhelming. I done decided it don't matter. I like my grays. I feel seasoned.
Hey man, the only ones I pluck are the ones that are in my nose, man. Cause those are the only ones that be bothering me. Everything else I'm cool with. Well, bro.
Let's get into the weekly recaps and then, you know, we can get someone in here today. It's a birthday special, man. When I get to my weekly recap, man, it just made me think of something that I want to talk about real quick, man. Hopefully it can help some people or maybe some people can relate to it. But Seth, how was your week today, bro?
I don't know what you mean. It's been good, bro. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. I was having some blower issues. I went and purchased a new blower, waiting for that to be delivered. You know, looking in the mower categories of things, you know, I like Echo products and I'm not necessarily against any other ones, but Echo is what I'm familiar with. I like having as many parts being swappable as possible. So I just ordered another Echo blower. They did have a 90/10 in stock. I thought about it, but I was like, you know what? Let me try something new, man. So Echo came out with the Echo 7910 T and H, but the T, ordered that, man. It was supposed to be delivered either today or tomorrow. I'm guessing it's not there yet because they haven't given me a call, but I'm excited to give that a spin, man. It's supposed to be as powerful as, or almost as powerful as the 9010. It's as powerful as the 8010, but it has a more flexible tube. So it shouldn't be take a little bit of the workout off of having to carry that thing around all day. It's only 0.6 pounds lighter, so it ain't that big of a deal. But the tube itself is supposed to be a thinner tube, and just trying to see how it works out for lawn maintenance, because the BR600 I had was not working out. I was having a little bit of carburetor issues with it for some apparent reason when it was up in the 80s. So yeah, man, new, you know me, man, I can't be dealing with stuff that I don't want to work. So I'm definitely ordered that and was waiting for that to come in, man. But the week's been good. The rain has been kind of crappy. Thankfully, most of the days though, it has came in the evening hours after, you know, calling it wraps. But yesterday I decided to roll in at like 3 o'clock and it was a real storm that rolled in at 3. So that kind of shut down the day yesterday, but was able to pick up where I left off today and getting things back under control, man. There are some lawns though. I don't get it, man. They're growing 8 inches a week, just like crazy. So it's like, I want to go. So my backyard mower, which is not a 36-inch Skag V-Ride, I have X blades on there, and I really want to get those off of there. But it's like, man, some of these backyards are going insane. So like having, what is it, a 19 horsepower, I think, on the Kawasaki FX600 engine. So 19 horses, like it's not above 25, 26 where we're at with the, you know, the grandstand and the multi-force, but it's like, I wouldn't have the extra power. And since I don't have that on that backyard more, just the X blades are the way to go. But I'm looking forward here in the next few weeks, man, where the grass kind of chills out. Otherwise I might have to be looking into putting some growth regulator on these lawns, man, to get them to slow down. Cause I can't deal with having a triple cut every single week. And it's not like we're running a day behind. It ain't like, you know, it's like 8, 9, 10 days since the last cut. I mean, you're talking, it's been, you know, 6 or 7 days since the last cut, and it has to be triple cut every time. It's insane, bro. But that's our week so far, man. Excited to get some things done, man, this week. Really excited about it. But what about you? What's going on with you and this week? And I'm excited to hear what this leads into.
This week has been, it's funny, man. My boy D Mac, shout out to my man D Mac, my lawn care cousin. That's what I call him. You know, if you're a frequent here and I see you a lot, you probably going to get a nickname. All right. It came from my dad. I didn't realize that whenever I was a kid, my dad had all these different nicknames for me and my cousins. Like, yep. So I have a cousin named Ricky. He's 6 months younger than me. I have another cousin named Juan. He's 2 years older than me. So we're like the, from my grandmother was like, my great grandmother, my granny, she was like the head person, right? My great grandmother and yep. her oldest daughter, my grandma, Juliet, that's who I talk about all the time. She's the one she taught us how to cut the grass and to do the shrubs and everything, by force. So it was like, you got to do this. And there's no being afraid of it. I was 9 years old. She had us out there, trimming the shrubs and everything. What was I just talking about, Cedric? I just lost my train of thought.
You were talking about, just doing your recap, but you're talking about how D-Mac is the nickname that you call him, your lawn care cousin and everything like that.
Yeah. My bad. So my dad, my cousin Ricky, who's younger than me, and my cousin Juan, who's 2 years older than me, he gave us these nicknames. And it just hit me the other day because I just do it naturally. Like Talon the Rock Star, Piper the Giant. The Giant's kind of easy. I mean, he's 7 feet tall. But Tommy, right. the 20-year-old Savage, Luke, the 13-year-old Phenom. You know, there's all of these different people. My man Jeremiah Jennings, I called a young prodigy. All of these different people, I've just come up with these nicknames off the top of my head. It originated with my dad doing that. So my dad used to call me, I hated the nickname. He called my cousin Juan Deshaun Quarters. My cousin Ricky was Ricky Bubblegum Needles. And mine was Cornell Boza Inches. I can't believe I just said this on air. But I give all of these different people these nicknames because of that. Again, I lost my train of thought on why I started to tell that story in the first place. But my grandma Juliet, she was dope anyway. So that's besides the point. I forgot where I was going with that, unfortunately, because I think it was good. That's a shame. But anyway,
we'll come back around.
Yeah, so my weekly recap, we stopped early on Monday because my daughter, her last home track meet was on Monday. So I'm always going to be there if I can, especially the home ones, because we only live, 10 minutes from the school. So I try to make every single home game, and I try to make all the away games. Unfortunately, the away games don't always happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we stopped a day early on Monday, 13 properties short, because the grass, like Cedric just said, is growing crazy. So we stopped a day 13 properties short, which I already knew was going to put us way behind because the grass is growing so crazy. And some of the properties we missed because of the malfunctions I've been having.
Okay.
So some of those properties are even longer. So I had to double cut some of them, or we're cutting them on 5 inches, which is nuts. But the grass actually looked good. It was striping up something ferocious.
It is, man.
It was. So that was a Monday. Then Tuesday and Wednesday, we're just playing a catch-up game. So Tuesday, we trimmed it down, and then Wednesday, we're still behind by 7 properties. So and not supposed to rain tomorrow. So who knows?
What time are y'all supposed to get the rain? All of ours is supposed to be overnight, which is great.
It's in the morning all the way till 4 o'clock in the high 70 percentile. So that means for anyone who doesn't know, it's not 70% chance of rain. It's 70% of that area will be getting rain. So, I don't necessarily know if it's going to be a hard rain or soft rain or what's going on, but how you doing, Backyard Boys? Thanks for the birthday shout out. Doss Born 16, what's going on? Lawn Dad, how are you? RNH Landscaping, what's going on? The B624, how are you? So yeah, so Wednesday, today we're just playing the makeup game. But also we went till 7 o'clock today. And it's my birthday, so everyone's texting me, hey, what are you doing for your birthday? My cousin wants me to go out, and he's like, bruh, I'm lame. I seen a reel about that today. Like, I am quote-unquote lame, bro. I don't want to go out to nowhere. I don't want to go nowhere where any riffraff could go on. I don't want to go anywhere where I could potentially lose my life for just having a libation on some you know, having fun. Like, yeah. I'm lame, bro. I want to come home, chill at the crib. My wife knows what she knows the food I want, right? My favorite meal. I told y'all beef stew, but my favorite meal, beef stew is like, it's a thing. But my favorite meal, what's going on, PGH Lawn Care? Hey, he's been active on social media. Big that up is, to you.
That is my actual cousin. PGH
Lawn Care. Yeah, that's my boy Steve-O, man. Shout out to Steve-O for really upping the ante and really committing to posting some stuff, man. Keep going, bro. I'm messing with everything you're doing, bro. Keep it up. Anyway, where was that? Because Steve-O just got me geeked up.
I'm sorry, I missed it. I'm up for replying to folks, so I apologize.
Steve-O got me geeked up because I just been seeing how much stuff he's been posting, and it's just energizing. So, anyway, what? I forgot where I was. So, we're playing the catch-up game, okay?
Yeah.
Today is 7 o'clock. I don't get done mowing. We didn't get back to the compound until 7 o'clock. So, I get back home, and this is going to lead into what I was going to say with this thing that brought me up. But I'm just on my way home. Like, my wife knows my favorite meal. That's where I was.
Yeah. Sorry.
She's gonna make my favorite meal, which is steak. These potatoes that she makes that they're like ranch potatoes. They got bacon in them and cheese and chives, and it's like loaded. It's just unreal. I might have to have her make some for the Winning Life meetup. I don't know. We'll see.
Man, you better not be committing her to be making food for that many people.
That's true.
You ain't gonna make it. She gonna get you in your sleep, bro. I'm trying to tell you. You gotta stop making these comments that are on record somewhere.
I know. You gotta make it. Anyway, so she makes my favorite meal. Now, I already knew that coming home, that was gonna be, you know, what I was having for dinner. What I didn't know was that there was gonna be people here at my house. So, my brother and my sister-in-law and my brother's four kids, they were here playing in the backyard. I pull up, there's bikes in the driveway, a whole bunch of bikes, like more bikes than should be at my house, right?
Okay.
And I could hear all of this commotion in my backyard. So they moved the bikes out the driveway so I could park the truck, and I sit on the front porch just because I'm wore out, man. It's like we cut 19 properties today, and we were supposed to do 24. What is that? No, we were supposed to do 26. So we're 7 away, 7 behind. And I'm just wore out, so I came home. And shout out to On Cloud Boots. Now, everybody out here wearing whatever. These On Cloud Boots are so unreal comfortable, bruh. On Cloud, the shoes, OC. It's like a Swiss shoe company or something like that. My wife got them. I'm gonna get back to the subject real quick. But my wife got these On Clouds, and she got these boots. She wanted another pair. Mm-hmm. So we went to the store, this running store, and they had these boots. I tried them on. I was like, yeah, I'm wearing these instead of the Cujos, bro. They're so unreal comfortable. I'll make a video on them. So anyway, I come home. All of these bikes and everything. They moved the bikes. I sit down on the porch just because I'm wore out. My wife's like, you cool? And I'm like, yeah, I just need a second to, you know, get my bearings off me. I take off my work stuff, you know, throw on some new fresh clothes, you know. I go in the backyard, and my mom is here. You know, obviously, my wife and my kids are here. And then there's this little fella that lives down the street. When we moved here 8 years ago, he come down and play with my daughter. He's a year younger than my daughter, or 2 years younger than my daughter. His name is Sean Dell. I think he's 11 right now. My daughter's 13, so he's 11. So he's been coming down to my house since he was 4, right? Mm-hmm. He's so athletic, man. I got so much love for this young man. So anyway, all these bikes are here. So I go in the backyard, and I got the swing set. I got a trampoline. There's a hoop in the front. I live on a cul-de-sac. So it's like, this is like a paradise. For me, whenever I was a kid, this is a paradise. Something that you could just be, have fun, man. And then not only that, not to toot my own horn, but it's me and my wife are there. It's like a husband and a wife. It's like a, it's just a dope environment for kids, bro. And that's, I create what you want. The people who make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want. When they can't find them, they create them. I never had the stability, and I want that so bad for my kids. But as me wanting that for my kids, it's a byproduct that any kid that my kids are affiliated with, they also get that.
Yeah.
And they don't just get to come and play on the basketball hoop or, you know, jump on the trampoline. I'm feeding them. They get to eat all of it. They get to eat whatever they want. They get to drink whatever, you know, drinks we have in the refrigerator. Our house is essentially their house, bruh. Like, ain't no kids getting turned away. Like, that's it, you know. And when I came here, Shondell was here. Not only was he here, he brought his AAU team too, bruh. He got me a gift and everything, bruh. He's 11.
Mm-hmm.
He came, Uncle Cornell's birthday today. All right, he went and got the boys, and they came down. I'm going to post a picture of all my kids, you know. Obviously, my son, he lives in Vegas, so he couldn't be here. But, you know, the little boys from the community, my you know, first of all, my little guy Shondell, then my kids, right, my nieces, my nephews, my daughters, but then him and his AAU team. Now, when they got here, that's who was playing in my backyard. So I immediately like, bro, this is a dream come true to me. Right. And not only that, not only did they get to play basketball, jump on a trampoline, or throw a football in the backyard. My wife is making, you know, steaks and potatoes and big strawberry salads, not just for me and my family. Whenever I was a kid, everybody was poor. So when it was dinner time, it was time for company to go home. Not because people wasn't generous, but because people didn't have to maybe give to others.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone was like that, but most people was. And you just knew, like when it's time for dinner, all right, I just knew personally it's time to roll. What's going on, my man Hawk? Hawk's Lawn Service, Ricky Pro Lawn Service in the building. So I just knew that, bro. So at the, it made me think of these people, and I brought them up before, these two people, two men that were pivotal in my life, man. Paul Klimko, who is my adopted godfather, and then Tim Brown, who's my older cousin. He used to play in the NFL for the New Orleans Saints. He played West Virginia. He was a linebacker back in the day. Thank you very much for the birthday wishes, everyone. We appreciate it. But whenever I was a kid, bro, this Paul Klimko and his wife Carol, I think I've brought them up before on mm-hmm. here, is they had that environment, bro. They lived right around the corner from me, the same way Shondell lives right down the street from me.
Right.
And Shondell got a dope family. That, you know, my mom, we, whatever. The Shondell's family is amazing. Like, he don't need anything. Like, he's very well taken care of. But to be around, you know, this, our little dynamic, and he's a part of my family, right? And to have him come down here, it was the same as Paul Klimko. He lived around the corner from me. And when I was 13 years old, if you watch my One Inch Rule video, my man Squirt, he spoke life into me on a basketball court. But Paul Klimko, not only did he teach me other things like baseball and hockey, he was the All-American dad, bro. And I don't mean that he had a lot of money or nothing. He worked for the Pittsburgh, the Port Authority, the bus system here. And he had a second job working construction. But he was also his kids' baseball coach and hockey coach. He was teaching them things. He was going to and from work, and his house was open to all of the kids that was affiliated with his children. They had a swimming pool. They had the little They had the little portable basketball hoop down in their basement, bruh. He had two small hockey nets, and he would play on his knees. We were all small, so he would play on his knees, and he would teach us hockey. We'd be playing hockey in this little basement. The basement would be way too small for us now, but whenever I was 13, and you know my godbrothers were 11 and 9, it wasn't nothing. It was small. It was a paradise, right? All my life, bro. Like, I owe a big debt of gratitude to him. And then, and my cousin Tim Brown, who also, when I got older, took me under his wing. He was a married man, children. And like I said, he used to play in the NFL. He had rental properties and stuff. But he also worked his behind off, too. He worked for the school district, and he also worked at the Boys and Girls Club. So he's really, really entrenched in the community. And he took me under his wing when he didn't have to. And he just, I remember one time he said to me, he said, if you want to be a good dad, he said, if you want to be a good dad, just look at what I do and be like me. And I swear confidence. To you, bro, I love that confidence, because that's like Floyd Mayweather talking that trash and then going, and you can say what you want about Floyd, whatever, but he is 50-0, and he talked all of that trash and he always backed it up and won. And then made a whole lot of money on top of that, right? So anyone who has skills and they're willing, like, to put behind their words, behind their confidence, bro. They say what they feel, and then they go out and try to accomplish it. You got to have big cojones to do that type of stuff. And when my cousin Tim said that to me, it was inspiring to me. It's like, yes, I do want to be the same type of dad that he is to his kids, always being there, always showing them that you could go after something. So the dream come true for me was seeing all these young kids, man, just at my house, and that I created the same type of paradise that Paul had, and I've taken these same steps to have young people to be a positive influence in young people's life. If they want to call people influencers because you're influencing young people to be great, I'll take that moniker. I don't want to just be influencing people to go buy something, because who cares about, I don't care about that, but to influence a young person to just believe, the same way we want to influence other business owners, but young people especially. That's why I always get so excited. And so to have all of these young kids just be at my house. And lastly, and I'll get off of this because I've been rambling on and on and on, all these little young dudes, they all play on the same AAU team, they all go to the same school district, and they're all the same age. So they're like 11, 10 and 9.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And bro, it's amazing, bro. So I'm gonna get to watch these young men grow up and play varsity football and play varsity basketball and baseball, like all that. It just makes me happy. What's going on in a Bug's life?
Have any of them inquired about what it takes to start a lawn care business?
My boy Sean Dale, he said he wants to work with me whenever he gets older. And there's been some other young kids who've asked about working with me. So we'll see what happens. We are expanding here at Mack Landscaping and Lawn Care. But it's our birthday. So it's a Bug's life. Ain't it, what, your birthday May 4th? Let me know in the comments.
As we're talking about that, man, it made me think back, actually, and I didn't really go into it, but we had went to dinner for my birthday on Monday, right? Mm-hmm. So, you had your nice get-together at the crib, and that's super, super dope. So my event's coming up this upcoming week, and we're actually having a get-together and whatnot. But Monday night, we went out to this place. It's called Cento. So it's an Italian restaurant, C-E-N-T-O. Italian isn't really my favorite, but it's a very nice restaurant, and it's in this one part of Columbus area where there's a lot of like brownstone houses, like them houses that be costing ridiculous amount of money. They don't even be big, you know what I mean? They'll be like maybe a 2,000 square foot house, and it'd be like $1.2 million. Like, and it's everything is kind of walkable in that area. So we went to the restaurant, and you know, I open up the menu. I'm like, what am I going to eat? I've never been here before. Like, what am I going to eat? And the thing that hit me was I opened up the menu. There was a left side of the menu and a right side of the menu. On the left side was cold appetizers, hot appetizers. And then on the right hand side was your main entree and a little bit of extras, right? But that was it. There was for the entrees, there was steak, fish, or a pasta chicken. It was the entrees and there was the pastas. That was what was up top. But at the bottom, it was steak, fish, or I don't think they even had chicken, but they had like two different types of fish. And that was it. And then they had a specialty, whatever they were doing, which was happened to be a steak. It was a strip steak. That was their featured item that they were doing. And they had like a featured pasta item, a featured cold appetizer, and a featured hot appetizer. I got the yellowfin tuna, which was cold appetizer. I got some type of pasta, and then I end up getting the strip steak, medium rare, because that's the only way you should be eating steak. But when I was talking to Yolanda, about it, I was like, I can appreciate that this menu isn't multiple pages. It's the left-hand side and it's the right-hand side. That's all that's there. She's like, yeah, the way it should be. You shouldn't be going into a restaurant that has all these options. And it kind of made me stop for a second and think about my business and how I feel about things now, right? I don't want to do everything. When you do everything, you don't do everything well. Now, there are some restaurants that can get away with that, you know, but people talk about what the Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory got like 40 pages in their book. And people are like, I can take it or I can leave it. It's not really special. There's nothing very unique or special about that restaurant, except that they got a huge menu. But you don't have people raving about the restaurant. It's not a special restaurant. You go in the atmosphere, it doesn't really feel special. It just feels like a bigger restaurant that serves a lot of food. But this place was nice, dark features, dim lights, cozy, quiet, nice bar area. The restaurant wasn't packed. You had to have a reservation really to have. There was valet parking and everything like that when you pull up. So like it, but the point of what I'm making is like the menu was very, very specific. This is what we are really great at. This is what you should be consuming when you are here at a restaurant. And that's how it should be with your business, bro. When your clients come to your business and they're like, I want to do business with you, you should be like, I don't do 50 different services. I do this, I do this, and we do a little bit of this, but that's it. We ain't trying to, you know, we ain't trying to do every single thing in the world. We're not building your pool. We're not cutting your grass. We're not doing your, you know, whatever it may be, man. That's, again, just our opinion. I say our because I know you like the very simple streamline a service just like I do, bro. And I find it more enjoyable to be great at those services that I offer and be amazing at those services that I offer where people can brag about my services and create a waiting list of people that want to kind of go and be involved with my services, bro. So that's what I just thought about. You know, we're talking about what you had for your dinner and the party going for at your house, man. So there's that. No, my hair is not red. It's a light. Look, go see the light.
I think that, man.
I represent. I represent for Mac's birthday. My hair is red.
Hey, shout out to Lone Wolf. His birthday is May 15th. So shout out to my big bouncer. That's the Lone Wolf, the big bouncer. He'll be 44. So shout out to him, man. We got a lot of May birthdays. Anybody else with May birthdays that listen to the show, DM me, Mac_landscaping412, so we can shout you out. All the May birthdays. I want to say your name on the show so everyone knows who you are and that you share a birthday month with me and my guy, Cedric Steele, the best.
I feel like half of my family is birthdays are in May. It's kind of crazy. Well, I got like three cousins with birthdays in May. My mom's birthday is in May. My youngest daughter's birthday is in May. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Actually, man, I think I got like four cousins with birthdays in May as I think about going through the whole list. It's ridiculous.
That's how February is for me. But you know what? Me and Captain Jack was happened today. My man D-Mac, He DM'd me. He DM'd me and he had a belt go. He said, thanks for the podcast. And one of his belts blew off. And I said to him, he said, thanks for the positivity. You know me. You know what I mean? I just said, choose to be positive, you know. It's kind of the only way to go, honestly. You could be pissed off if you want to. It's not going to change a thing. It's what's super funny to me, right? We got a park. We got a park. I'm sorry if we can't park inside of a driveway and we have to park on the street. I park over as far off to the street most of the time, completely off the street.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time we're in a, on the other side of the white line. So, you know, but at some of the places we have to park. What's funny to me is that people get pissed off, number one, because they have to slow down a little bit to let someone on the other side of the street go before they go around the truck. But the funny thing is the people that beep or I have gotten shot the finger so many times from people that just have to go around the trailer because it's parked. And when I say, like, it's just the slight go around because we, or they speed up, like, they floor it when they go past you. Like, they're trying to prove a point or something. And mm-hmm. I always say to my wife, that is the absolute dumbest thing. I just laugh every time. Because I'm not a tough guy, but these people, guaranteed, if they got out that car, they ain't doing a mother effing thing. Soft, bro. Soft people do that type of stuff. Soft people let their anger get the best of them and they beep the horn at you in road rage. So if that's you, you're soft. Get it together, man. There ain't no reason to be in here angry and pissed off. Life is too short to be mad. Unless you got in an accident, like, someone could cut me off, bro. I don't even get mad no more. Why the hell am I going to be mad about anything that I can't control? I can't control how that person is. Now, it don't bother me. I'm just saying this out loud. Because every time it happens, I laugh about it and I say to myself, I hope that person has the day that they deserve.
Mm.
Ooh, I heard someone say that before, man. That ain't my own thing. I heard someone say that. You could be mean all you want. And if you are, I just hope that you get the day that you deserve, man, because I'm going to be positive. I'm 41 years old today. All right. And for whatever time I got left on God's beautiful green earth, while I'm cutting on my grass cutting go-kart, trying to win in life and do things the way that I want to do them, I am not going to make the decision to be pissed off or angry. None of that, bro. I just don't have time. I just want to live like doing on earth like we're supposed to, bro. Can y'all feel me on that? Like, let me know down in the comments. DM me on Mac_landscaping412 if that's how you feel, because I don't have time to be hating on people, wasting my time on anyone who's hating on people or even hating on me. I don't have time for it. And I don't care who it is. That goes for every person on the planet, bro. You don't have time to be pissed off at your, sometimes my little 4-year-old can be very, very challenging. She's something else, man. But I can use the energy, and we just gotta laugh. We have to discipline her, but also we gotta laugh. So sometimes I just gotta turn my face, put my face in the pillow, so she can't see that I'm laughing. Because, man, if not, the things that she does, I'd have got my little behind waxed for. The simple talking back thing. Listen, my grandmother says, go get the ketchup out of the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. She's in the basement. What could she possibly need the ketchup for down in the basement? That's not my concern. Go get that ketchup. Don't ask me no questions, boy. If you do, you're going to get the hell slapped out you now. All right? So I learned very quickly, just go get the daggone ketchup. You know, I say to my wife, how many times have you watched a movie, right? We ain't even on Lawn care at all today. It's a birthday special. It's free flowing. But how many times have you watched a movie and someone says, you know, hand me the gun. And someone asks a question and then they get bit by the zombie. Bruh, just hand me the gun. Don't ask me no questions. You know? Sometimes my wife says the same thing to me because I got to ask questions. But so it works both ways. But yeah.
Hey, you know, talking about that second kid, man, I know, you know, that second kid is always a piece of work, bro. That I'm learning that with my youngest. She is a full out actor. I don't know where she gets it from, man, but we've learned she taught herself how to cry on cue. Like, and it's on her own cue. And I mean, so we were leaving out yesterday to go eat. Cause when me and my wife went, we didn't take our daughters, but the daughters are like, hey, we wanted to go out for dad's birthday. So let's go somewhere. So we went to a Mexican restaurant, new spot around the corner. Food was actually pretty good. Queso, whack. Everything else really well. Service good, food good, all that stuff like that. But as we were leaving out the house, my wife was doing something with my youngest daughter and broke her, like, her bead necklace that goes around her wrist, and the beads went everywhere. And my daughter lost it, like, full out scream, tears coming down her face, things like that. So my wife goes and hugs her, and he says, oh, I'm just playing, and then walks right out the door. No, like, angry emotion. Doesn't even realize that. She just wipes it. Oh, just joking. I got you. And walked out the door. Bruh, she cries full out bawling on cue. And it's, we talked to her. It's like, do you want to be an actor when you grow up? Because you are really good at being able to bring, like, these emotions quickly, turn them on, turn them off without anybody, like, causing harm. Like, you don't got to pinch her. She just can straight up cry. I don't know if she did. Man, she's just a genius. So I don't know where I was going with that, man. You were just talking about, you know, having Selena be quick and, you know, on her feet with you.
I will say that it can be, because it can be challenging to talk to customers sometimes.
Yeah.
As challenging as it is to talk to my four-year-old, you know? So there's inventive ways you have to figure out to do things. So
for instance,
instead of me arguing, right? What's going on, bros? Landscaping the 13-year-old phenol. Now I'm the 41-year-old light bringer. My man, Lone Wolf, he DM me, said, happy birthday, Mr. Lightbringer. I kind of like that. I appreciate that. But my four-year-old, talking to her the same way. I had a client who had a very, very old mother.
Okay.
She was like in her 90s. And so she would always talk down, like, because she was 90. She was in her 90s. I'm like 32. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She literally could be my great, great, great grandmother. And they just had a different way of doing things. And I respect that. But at the same time, it felt a little demeaning at times, right? She wouldn't change up her approach for me. Thank you, Gator Guy. I appreciate the birthday wishes. She was old, so she, and no disrespect, I mean no disrespect by that, but she's like, you can't teach an old dog new tricks type of thing. She wasn't about to change up, and I didn't expect her to either. However, it did feel a little demeaning at times, like she was questioning my competence. Like, mm-hmm. And that was the thing that was very, very irritating to me, because it's like, I'm taking care of your family member, and I love them as, I can't say as much, but I love this person too, and I would never do anything to harm them, right? So, but she would never change her approach. The reason I brought her up is because with my four-year-old, I got to change up my approach, and that is sometimes what we have to do with customers. Because with my four-year-old, if I want her to do something, if I tell her to do it, it's I'm like challenging her. And a lot of us can be that way as human beings. And it's really a human nature thing, because it's just my daughter. She's four. This is something that's just in her, you know. Obviously, we have probably modeled some things that have contributed to why she would be like that. And we do that with our customers as well. Like, if you trim out the inside of your flower beds, right, and you just do that, even though we're doing lawn maintenance, not flower bed maintenance. But if you trimming those flower beds and you don't let those weeds grow, or try and sell that person and you trim them every week, and then 1 week you don't, they're going to complain about it because they've been conditioned. So I understand that we've conditioned my daughter to some degree. But if I would like for her to do something quickly, I need to make it appear that she's making the choice. She's the one making the decision. So,
yeah.
So here's how I do that, right? And again, you can flip-flop this and use your imagination to use this for customers, because I know that getting to talk to my daughter, it's definitely an extra charge, Stark's Green,
Greenscapes.
Yeah, an extra charge for trimming in flower beds. It should be weed pulling, honestly. But with my daughter, if I say to her, it's time for tubs, go upstairs, she's going to say, but I want to finish watching my show, and or she's going to start crying, or I'm hungry. She's going to start something to not go up the steps. So I have to figure out a way to make it her choice to go up the steps for free. So what I do, let's race up the steps to go get in tubs. You better get to the starting line, because I'm going to win. She don't want to lose the race. So now there ain't no crime. She immediately will just turn the TV off, go upstairs. Now, this might be a little bit of a mind trick, but it does stop the conflict from being some catastrophe. The same way, you know, me wanting to get a truck could have been me, you know, going off the deep end, but my wife diverted my attention and sent me to go look for a trailer instead while she found me a truck. So there's ways to go about things so that the person doesn't lose their mind. Because I told you guys the story before about whenever I cussed out a 90-year-old man because he cussed at us first. I was acting like my client's 90-year-old mother and not changing my approach. I was still my old self. That was a challenge to me, and it didn't matter that he was 90. Now, you challenged me, bruh. And lions accept all challenges. Well, I'm a tiger, so tigers accept challenges, bruh. I'm a big, bad tiger, too. So if you want to cuss at me, I'm coming back at you with the claws extended and these big fangs ready to rip your arm off, bruh. I've, over the years now, learned that I have to change that approach up because I'm the business owner. It's my name. It's why these shirts are always on. It's why this hat is always on, because it's my name. The things that I say, I'm very particular about saying the things that I mean, but now articulate them in a way, in a different way, so that they're not me dropping F-bombs at a 90-year-old man.
Right.
Because, you know, there's different approaches. So just like I changed that up for my daughter, I've had to figure out ways to do the same thing to race up the tubs with these customers too. So I hope that story helps you. I hope that analogy kind of brought it home for you fathers out there, because 41 years old today, I got like the experience, all of the kids. And my daughter real quick said, if I could just show you all the cards. If you're a podcast listener, go back and watch the Instagram live. But my four-year-old, she knows, they know, on my live show, I wore my Superman shirt that my kids got made for my 40th birthday. And I just love superheroes, bro, because I grew up with a single mom, and the superheroes was dope to me, and I always wanted to be one. So I love Superman. I love superheroes. So my four-year-old, she knows this. So she went out and picked out a card that had all the superheroes, the Avengers on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, the Avengers know when duty calls, a hero doesn't wait. So on your birthday, make a wish and celebrate. I love you. She's just learning how to write. So they put the dots on it so she could trace, I love you. She also gave me a present. It's my stickers that I gave to her. she gave me a present of stickers. And then Shondell, my young boy, he got me some fingernail clippers, which me and Captain Jack was just talking about. So my 11-year-old little neighbor down the street, he got me like a men's grooming kit, finger clippers and stuff. So it's dope. And he also got me a card, and it just says, "Blessed wishes as you celebrate your special day. Love, Shondell." So shout out to my little nephew. They are all of the kids in the community, all little boys. They call me Unc. They call me Uncle. So there's a story behind that, but I'm gonna, that's more of a private thing between between me and my little guy. So I'll keep that private, but they all call me Unc. And maybe one day if we get to meet each other, if you go use Mac 50 and go to Equip Expo down here in October, I'll tell you the story behind that, but that's not for on air. My 13-year-old, my wife, I'm going to say the one my daughter got me for less, but my wife, she's always amazing. She's always getting me thoughtful things. And it says, "For my husband, I'm so thankful I have you. The world has changed a lot. So have we since we first met. We've shared some funny times, some sad times, and years we won't forget. But it says, when all said is done, when all is said and done, there's an unchanging thing that's true. Every year I find myself more thankful I have you. Have a wonderful birthday." Last but certainly not least is my daughter. And the reason I saved her for last, the card that she got me, is because it'll probably make me emotional. Because my favorite thing to be in this whole entire world is a father. What's going on, Rory Patriots Lawn, the black sheep? My boy Pablo has entered the building. Jones Lawns, what's going on? But the greatest gift that I have ever been given is that I get to be a dad, man. And I've sit on my On the Attack with Mac show, and probably sit it here before, is my life ain't my life. My life is for my wife. My life is for my kids. And as long as I know that they appreciate and they see that I'm trying hard just to be a good dad, to be a good person, to be a good man, to help as many people as I can, then that means something to me. But the most important thing is knowing that I help my kids. Just to be dreamers, that I support them, you know, and that I try and help them be their best possible self. I got to correct everything that has ever been messed up with me so it's not on them, so that they could be their best self. And it means a lot to me that I do everything that I possibly can to just enrich my children's lives, right? So my 13-year-old daughter, I'm super close with her, and I've been trying to get her to play basketball or just to do anything, whatever she, I always tell her, like, anything that you do, I am going to be here to support you. There will always be a dad in the stands for you. Even if I pass away, I will still be there. Right. So she's like, "Dad, did you get my card?" Her thing is that she knows I'm an emotional person. And so she always trying to get me to cry. All right. So shout out to my daughter, Kalia. But she says, thanks, Dad, for all the love you put into raising me and never letting me think that there was anything that I couldn't do if I set my mind to it. I think I'm doing good. Thank goodness. That's the kind of powerful love only a dad can give, the kind that makes a lifetime of difference. Happy birthday. Thank you for always supporting me in everything I do. And being a great dad, I love you. I'm happy I got through that because my eyes are welling up right now. Just thinking of my kids, bro. When I started this business, it wasn't to be on social media to get recognition from people out here. It was simply to be around my kids, to be with my wife, to not miss life, you know? And now we're trying to win in life. 41 years, Cedric, 40 years. Lone Wolf, 44 years. Josh Brass, 32 years. My little niece, 10 years. We want to win in life, man. Every single year, and to be 41 years old now and get to spend it being a positive influence on other kids, but the ones that really matter is my three to me, and to know that that. My daughter put it in the words in a car, but I know that my kids feel that way, bro. So it means a lot to me to be doing what we're doing, man. So I hope that you guys I hope that you guys are enjoying life like I am, because every week that we come here, I enjoy it more and more. I enjoy getting to be around you guys. I enjoy getting to talk to Cedric. I love answering the questions, even when I go on these rambling rants. Shout out to Yoli's Cochino. They got fire food. That's my guy, Ben Bartleson. Went to high school together. Fire food. We're going to have a meetup there one of these days because I had some pulled beef that they made. Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God. Sheesh. I should have had that on my birthday, for real. But no, man, getting that from my daughter was big. Let me get off this rant because I'm gonna start crying.
Yo, it's real great, man, because you know, you raise these kids and you do your best at life, right? That's all you really have the chance to do, is do your best at life. And they're really great at being able to hold us accountable to just being better ourselves, right? Because if it was just us, right, and even if it was just us and our spouses, I don't think we would be as we would have fight in this, but we wouldn't have the love in us that we do, man. We would be out here I don't know, man. I think I just get hyper focused when I think about the things I want to do for my family, right? I want to have my kids go on trips as often as I possibly can afford to do so, with time and money, right? So just being able to get to a place in life, man, like I said, here at 40, we already got, you know, two trips planned for them this upcoming year, and I'm working on that big one, that big Disney trip. But it's really dope just to be able to do things with them and then do things with my wife, man. And I just like you, man, it just does something to me, man. It's very tight in the heart to think about the support that they have, man, and the way that they look at us every morning, man, when we get up and they see our faces and we see their faces in the morning, and knowing what is ahead of us, not only for the day, man, but what's ahead of us for life. It's endless possibilities. And long as we continue to work together and fight together, man, the family can conquer everything, man. So I love that part of it, man. And like I said, the cards are there. The cards show the love. And then when they have the ability to write the words down, it's it hits you in the place where you get the most heartstrings pulled. So yeah, shout out to the family, man. Shout out to Cash. Shout out to Yolanda. Shout out to your youngins, and shout out to mine for keeping us honorable. So yeah, there's that, man. I love y'all, man. Shout out to the LBC, man. We love y'all for being able to hang out with us for the birthday recap podcast, if you want to call it, here on the live show, and you know, actively for Mac's birthday, man. But we really truly love y'all for that. But yes, hockey fan. Yeah. The funny thing is, there's no blueprint to this thing called dad. To succeed and to be able to be that powerful and positive figure is the best part. And that is no doubt the truth, man. It's one of the things being a husband is great. And I absolutely love being a husband, man. But the best part of life is being a dad.
Yeah. And I'll tell you another cool thing, getting to just the talk to my son, I could just talk to him like he's a grown up. You know what I mean? Also with my 13-year-old daughter, but my daughter, she said to me and my wife, I'm so happy that you guys are my parents. And I was just that just makes me happy, bro. You know, like when your kids, when 41 years, bro, my life has been tough. And we work our ass off, my wife and I, to make sure that, not that our kids aren't challenged, but to make sure that they have the things that they need and to make sure that they can succeed and not in spite of us, like that we are enhancements to their life so that they could be their best self. And so to have my daughter, even though I'm always giving her these pep talks and, you know, she, I don't know if she does need them, because I want to be my kid's inner voice. I heard this thing, man, it says, if my 41 years, this is the thing that means a lot to me. You can be your kid's inner voice, or you could be their inner critic. It's a lot about how you are, where they're going to see themselves going in their life. And every time, that's what this card means to me. Supporting my kids and making them believe that they could do anything that they want to do is way more important to me than any amount of money, bro. Just to be able to support them and push them in the right way. This kid River hit me up. He said he was just looking for a mentor. I talked about him on Monday, and he was just looking for a mentor. He wants to be around people who are trying to win in life, you know, and that's what we're all supposed to do. He's looking for mentors. I call him up. Like, you want to be around people who are not only going in the direction of their dreams, but they're helping to push you in the direction of yours. For me, to speak into my children, to be their inner voice, that every time something gets tough, they're going to hear their dad in their head saying, no, you got this. You can do this. Like, the same way I say it to y'all. Like, I mean this shit. Anyone can do it. You can do it. So some of us, we have had inner critics. And that's the voice that we hear in our head, and that tells us that we can't be. But you can be. So maybe you've had an inner critic. Well, let me be your inner voice then to tell you that you can. The same way my kids think that they can. My daughter says, thanks for always supporting me. Well, maybe you need someone to support you. Well, I ain't just doing this. Cedric ain't just doing this. We're walking right along with you. You can do this too. If you're struggling with it, you can do better at it. We struggle. I struggle. Cedric struggles. We just keep pushing along, and we keep bringing people into this LBC to push us in the direction of our goals and dreams, because that's what it's all about. That shit will trickle down. It's a legacy changing thing. When you go after your dreams, everyone who is in the wake of that ship that you are, they benefit from you going after your dreams, because then they see someone who's a living, breathing example of what could be if you only try and believe in yourself. It's more than just doing it for athletes. It's more than just doing it with entertainers and actors. People need to see that people in their real life, regular people, 5'8", 3/4", 210 pounds. That's what I am, just a regular dude. But if I could do it, you can do it. If Cedric can do it, you can do it. If the other people you see on here are doing it, you can do it too. Get the inner critic out of your brain and start telling yourself positive things so that you can win in life. I'm off the rant now. I just went on a crazy rant.
Yo, that, I don't know if you want to make that the power move, but bro, that was definitely hard and heavy hitting. So
that's the power move of the show. We ain't even going to try and upstage that.
Yeah, please don't. Absolutely. I thought it was amazing, man. So this is going to be a little bit backwards a way of doing things, man. But I think it's about time to go and get out of here, man. It's your birthday. Whatever festivities you got remaining in the evening, make sure you go and enjoy those. I'm going to go get on up out of here, man. But yeah, as always, man, we appreciate you all tuning into this week's episode of the Lawn Care Power Moves live show right here on your Instagram platform. And if you're listening to us on the replay for the podcast group, man, we appreciate y'all doing that, man. If you have the ability to leave a review on your podcasting platform, please do so. We definitely appreciate it, man. If you can give us those 5 stars, 5 hearts, whatever it may be, man, hook it up, man. We definitely appreciate y'all doing that. If you haven't already, please tell someone about the live show. Tell them to come hang out with us, man. Tell them to come here, ask questions. If they new to the business, if they old to the business, if they kind of got their thing going on, if they don't got their thing going on, man, tell them to come on in and sorry, I'm reading the comments too. Tell them to come on in, man, and hang out with us here on the live show, where they can catch us each and every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And if you listen on the podcast, man, share it with a friend or two. Definitely hit it up with the aunties, because the aunties show love, man. And there is that. If you haven't already, man, and you are looking for a CRM, please make sure you jump over to Cornell's links in his link tree, where you can get an exclusive offer through Jobber. Save yourself a little bit of money, get yourself a little bit of a trial. You can understand what a very good CRM can do for you. And if you need some help with your route density, man, let me introduce you to my service area that allow you to set up a exact area of where you want to service properties. Man, I cannot do this read with y'all acting fool in these comments.
I love that. You see, hey,
They, man. They wild. That's my fault. I shouldn't have put that ball on that tee for them to swing at it. But yeah, man, if you're looking for, if you're looking to work on your route density, man, definitely holler at me. I can help you out and give you some information about how my service area can help you in your business, man. And hit the link in my description. Oh, God, look who joined. Anyway, get out of here, Cass. You don't want to be in here right now. Jump over into my links, man. And you'll be able to get an exclusive offer as well on my service area, save you 40% on their annual service plans or premium plans. But, man, yeah, if you haven't already, man, make sure you jump over there. I know, man. Make sure you jump over to the YouTube channels, hit the subscribe button, bell notification, watch a few videos, leave a few comments, man. We'll definitely get to y'all over in those as well. My brother up here, you can follow him by Mac_landscaping412 on all platforms. You can follow me at Still Cuts the Best.
I don't even know what to say right now. The LBC, y'all's funny, man. My brothers and sisters of the LBC up here talking about laying floor, man. Y'all's wild, man. Y'all are wild. But, hey, listen, 41 years, 40 years. I don't know how old Ben Nyman is. Boog's Life's 32. My boy Lone Wolf, 44. My little niece, Kobe, she's going to be 5. Life is good. Life is great, man. We can all live our dreams. We really can. But one thing we got to do when we go out there to cut that grass is get on up and go kick ass, go kick ass, go kick ass. Listen, go out there and kick ass, man. It's my birthday today. Cedric's birthday was on Monday. We was kicking ass on our birthdays. Life
right about that
short to be playing around. We're out here trying to win in life. You don't take the day off because it's your birthday. You got to go out there to that grass and make sure you're out there kicking ass. So go out there and do that, man. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. We wish you nothing but success. Go out there and win in life, man. We out. Peace.
Peace, man.
That was a little backwards, but go kick ass anyway. I'm going to lay some floor.
See y'all next week. You should have said.
Yeah. I'ma put it down, hold it down, tilt my crown, hit the bass, let it pound, dog. I don't play around, dog. Run it up, run it up, run it up. All of these blessings, I pray them up. Falling like showers, they flooding up. I'm on the up and up, rising your sun is up. Lord, blessing, I'm favored up. I need it all, ain't no giving up. City is dying, let's raise it up. Raise up the stakes, raise up our kids, raise the community up and get lit. It's not where you from, it's about how you fit. It's wherever you at, put that on my wife, put that on my kids. It is what it is, the life that I chose. Take a chance on my own without the grace of my love. That's not the route I should go. I went from losing it all and being dead ass broke to putting trust in my faith and giving all in these songs. Just take a look at your life and wonder, could it be worse? We in the midst of a war, these casualties can't rehearse. Before you head to that hearse, make sure you're giving your all. Anybody got a problem with the mood you be making, keep it moving, then just brush them off. Cause we're